I was in a really bad place emotionally and just struggling with depression. And I had connected with Jim a bunch through that season. And I remember one of my friends was checking in with me and I was telling her about different revelations I had had. And she's like, you get these revelations when you work out. Why don't you just work out more? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I haven't worked out in 6 months. She's like, well, you're always going to the gym. And I'm like, no, Jim's my therapist. And I just laughed because,
I like it.
I know, it's hilarious. So thanks, Jim. You're my gym membership.
Keep taking your walks.
I know. I'm just kidding. I know.
Welcome to a Holy Mess podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
Hi, Jim. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, Danny. Good to see you.
You too. I'm glad you're here. This is fun. So this one's going on YouTube. So welcome to Jim. Jim's my therapist and he's a regular in my programs. He's just awesome. He's been, oh my gosh, I think 20 years you've been a part of my life, which has just been...
Oh, at least that. Yeah.
They come crazy.
I want to say late 90s, but it maybe is early 2000s. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's been almost 25 years.
Yeah. We know in some form. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, the impact you've had on me has just been amazing.
Look what you're doing. Look at this. Could we imagine this 20 years ago?
No. I was just trying to survive life 20 years. So, man, thanks for being a part of this. Thanks for coming on the show. I thought today would be a good time just to talk about people who have been doing all the things. Like they continually, you know, like the rest of us, get sideswiped by life. Maybe there's major things going on in their life, maybe a relationship issue, things from their past haunting them, all the things that most of us deal with. And, you know, they've been trying all the stuff, doing all the books, doing all the seminars, like me, right? Like you were doers. But this whole healing process can be lonely. It can be frustrating, even if we're very involved at church and very involved in relationships and communities. It's hard to find our people or our tribe. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why we created the Feel Better Journey, right? To help people navigate this. But for those of us that don't necessarily have that community or they're scared to try community again, there's a lot of us who have been hurt by church, hurt by people. And so I just thought, man, what are a few takeaways to help people who are just struggling, maybe feeling lonely? I think we all feel lonely, but I just read this article about the U.S. Surgeon General saying that loneliness is causing havoc on people's health. And so how do we bridge the gap? How do we deal with that and feel lonely, but yet know we're not alone? How do we deal with these things? And so you've been working with people for over 40 years. What are some good takeaways to help people who, you know, are struggling with loneliness and struggling with just things in life? I think just having a good conversation around that could give some encouragement to some friends that are listening to the show.
That's great. I think everybody and whatever is our thing, right? We have this internal world, right? We have an internal world of thoughts, feelings, sensations, dialogue inside of ourselves, all that stuff. And we look at our world through these eyes, like we're inside this box and we're looking out at that world out there. So honestly, I think most people I know, especially people that are deeper, they can feel there's something about being a unique human being in my own skin that can feel lonely.
Mm.
It's like this existential loneliness, right? Loneliness and just being human, right? Mm. And you could be in we all have these experiences. We're in a big room, you know, there's 40 people there at a party and we feel so lonely, right? And we can be literally alone and feel lonely because we're all cocooned in our houses, right? We're a million strangers around each other. And we've lost a lot of the ways in which community worked and connected us. Now we do it virtually and we do it. We've created affluence that actually disconnects us from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people talk about the good old days when they like lived in the tenements of New York. You know, they immigrated or something and they had, you know, 18 people in a one bedroom apartment. And you know what they all say? Oh my gosh, that was the best days of our lives, right? Because they had intense community around them.
Yeah.
Everybody knew everybody and that kind of stuff. And you get a little more affluence and all of a sudden you have your own place, you know, and now you don't have to even know your neighbor. And even if you live in a big apartment complex, most of us don't even know our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just a little cocooned. So I think loneliness is a huge issue. It's a real health risk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the studies show that the quality of your social relationships are incredibly significant, more important than whether you smoke or not. Okay? As far as prediction, when they do these studies, that if you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, let's say, that is less corrosive than if you have no friends, the number of friends you have. Okay? So they say if you smoke, you better have a lot of friends. Smoking is not good for you either, right? But it tells you, it's like, wow, we live in a nation of lonely people and we're disconnected. And I think as a community gets more developed economically, like America and Western Europe and some of Japan and some areas, as the more affluent we get, the more isolating it gets because we live in our bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really common. And then to make it worse, we got this thief of comparison because now we relate to our world, not that we're connecting to people that well, but we're listening, we're seeing pictures of people and we're hearing them and we observe all this stuff outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
That can make us think that we're missing the boat, right? Everybody else is all getting together. They got tons of friends. They're having great lunches, blah, blah, blah. So I think that even puts a sharper point to this. It's like, oh man, what am I doing wrong? You know, and I everybody else has got friends and I'm not invited out. And, you know, this deep sense of loneliness.
Oh, that FOMO, right? Like fear of missing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it can be so painful, you know, and especially when people have been hurt in relationship. It's like we want these relationships, but yet we're like, don't get too close because you're going to hurt me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even if we got invited to all these activities, even there'd still be some loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say number one is loneliness is not a dysfunction to solve. It's really probably a statement of our life, of being human, of these brains that we have. I don't know if dogs feel lonely or not. It doesn't seem like it so much, but I don't know. Okay. But humans for sure, as we can imagine things and we can imagine other people with these families and relationships and we're feeling disconnected. It's just being human.
Mm-hmm. You know,
part of what comes with the package. Okay.
So true.
So I think that exists. I do think also there is a side that, and I'm not good at this, but I think if we really truly had that mindful way of viewing it, we'd see that we're all connected.
Mm.
This is what people get when they do like psilocybin or they do like a journey, you know, mushrooms, and they start to see things, how everything's connected,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when we're living in our discrete human body, it feels so separate, right? And I think there's something deeper that if we could tap into it, I don't know how to tap into it and hold that place, but it's like there's something about living in a space where we all are connected.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this human journey together and profoundly connected so that even these discrete separateness that we fabricate, this separate identity, this ego, a lot of people would say that's sort of an illusion of what means you versus something else, you versus non-you.
Sure, yeah.
So I know that's a little abstract, but I do think there's something in that that's pretty cool and important. Also, I think, Danny, we're lonely partly because we're alienated from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a side of that, too, that we're not at peace with ourselves.
Totally.
Even in our own skin and our own self, right? So I do think there's some self, how do you even call it? Self-loneliness? I don't even quite call it. It's like there's something inside of me that just feels that forlornness and maybe abandonment, rejection, you know, aloneness. That's part because I'm not at peace with my own self, comfortable with my own self.
So true. We hide from ourselves. We hide from these different parts. I think too, because when we're feeling uncomfortable, we just resist everything. We just push it away like, oh, I shouldn't feel this way. And so our true self who's struggling or needing comfort, we're like, you know, arm distance length away from it or whatever. you know, and then when we're hard on ourselves for, oh man, you should have more friends. You should be more involved at church. You should, like, we should all over ourselves.
Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. And that's, I think that's a lot of that is shame driven, right?
Yeah.
And it's based in shame, but shame is so pervasive and it's like nailing jello to the wall, not knowing what's driving us. Like, is it the shame? Or sometimes loneliness, I think, can be a trauma response because we've been so hurt. We've been so hurt in relationship. We put up walls, we put up barriers, and we're scared we're going to get hurt again. And maybe we will. And so it's hard. But I think loneliness, even the most connected people, I'm very connected. In these days of my life, and there were days where I didn't have one friend.
Yeah.
I remember those days. And I'm very connected now. I have a rich community. I love my Feel Better Journey community, all of that, my friends, my community, my family, my husband, all the things. There's still times I feel lonely. I feel sad or isolated. And I think the thing that you've helped me see is that it's not something to try to solve. Like, you know, you're not doing anything wrong because you're feeling lonely. Maybe that's just your human experience right now because you're feeling so deeply.
Yeah.
And so that's helped me over the years embrace and then just love and care for those lonely parts of myself and know, hey, I'm not the only one struggling with loneliness. And you're right. You can be in a room with 40 people, 1,000 people, and feel more lonely than if you're alone with yourself at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are hard on themselves because they're lonely. They beat themselves up, which causes more isolation and more loneliness.
Yeah, I think all that. And I think some people are wired, like if we're more of an extrovert, we tend to feel lonely quicker.
Mm-hmm.
If we're an introvert, probably less so, right? So I think some temperamental kind of things. And some is some of that shame because if there's feel like I'm doing something wrong or I have a secret inner world that people don't know me, that creates these barriers from really feeling connected or bonded with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of us have come out of backgrounds where we don't have any bonded relationships because that muscle of attachment has been broken.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, part of that is just a sign that you're feeling lonely because you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're lonely. You know, there is some of that. So I think making peace, trying over time, continuing to make peace with myself, right? To not be alone with myself, right? Mm-hmm. To embrace that.
Yeah.
I think creating community, and this is where you don't need a lot, but this is where a really good program where people are open and honest. When you're sharing a little deeper, there's that connectedness, right, that goes in. So it's not just a superficial connectedness. I do think those are really helpful. Our culture is really crappy at creating those places. And for many of us, our family doesn't give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in our families, we can feel lonely.
For sure.
So I think it's very common, right? And so I don't think it's unusual. I think it's way more normal than not. The outlier is the person probably says, I never feel lonely. I feel so connected. I feel great. You know, I think that's the unusual person. And God bless them. And good for them. But I don't think that's the normal person.
Totally. So, well, and I'm like, what meds are they on? Or what Kool-Aid are they drinking? Or what are they in denial of? I mean,
exactly.
We all have hardship that cause loneliness. I mean, and when pains happen, we get disconnected from ourselves. I think that's what this whole journey is about, is coming back to ourself and to hearing from the Holy Spirit and partnering, you know, all the things. It's like, okay, how do I, you said it a bit ago about being a community to ourself, being a friend to ourself. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Grail.
Well, it's, you know, interesting. Let's take the Genesis story, right? Adam's there, all the animals. And it says, you know, it's not good for man to be alone, right? Mm-hmm. So what did God do? God took part of Adam. Adam, actually, at the end, it really wasn't Adam and Eve, it was Adam and Adam. Right? Adam had to relate to a part of himself.
Wow, yeah.
That had to learn how to, you know, to not be alone, you know? So there's some self-work as I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
Being a friend to myself, you know, all these parts of myself. And I'm trying to find those communities where there's that openness and that depth of being known, right? Mm-hmm. I have some of those relationships of being known and being significant, not having secrets or separateness going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I think people, if they're honest with you, they'll say, oh yeah, I definitely feel like I can feel that loneliness because that's just part of human condition.
Yeah.
Even people that we think are so networked, oh my God, they got tons of friends, they're Facebook. They have like 800 people on Facebook that they have relationship with. And I have like 12 or something. I don't know. But even those people, I think if they're honest, they say, yeah, I struggle with loneliness too.
course. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think seeing that human condition, being at peace, you know, trying to be a friend to myself, also creating those relationships that are significant. And again, I don't think humans can sustain tons. I'd say 3 to 5, maybe, if you're lucky, that you have that really that connected, bonded relationship mm-hmm. that's there. I think that's pretty good if you have even close to that. And you're really blessed if that's your spouse, you know. That's fantastic. But even marriage, you know, even in a good bonded relationship, it's still alone.
Yeah.
You know? And it's okay. So, you know, this is back to our expectations. Mm-hmm. We have some vague sense of how things are supposed to be and these expectations, and everybody else is getting together and doing X, Y, or Z. And if you really could stop and listen to other people talk and realize, oh, maybe there isn't that place outside of me that everybody's got the good life and I'm just missing out.
Yeah.
They're like me. They're like me. Everybody's like me.
Yeah.
There's no difference. And that helps heal some of the shame. It helps normalize it. And that, yeah, go get be part of a community where you can be open and honest.
Yeah.
Be a place where you can share and you have other people share too. Your group does it. Mm. 12-step does it some, you know, but you better continue to try to find those places where you can have that depth.
Yeah.
Be known, right? They say love is being known to the extent you feel love to the extent that you feel known and feel accepted. You feel love to the extent that you feel known and feel accepted. For many of us, we're not being known because we're not doing lots of safe places we're sharing.
Yeah.
So be open. They help with that loneliness.
It's such a good point too. And I know people that I work with or I've talked with, and I have friends, same thing, where, you know, they have good friends they go to church with, but there's certain parts of themselves they would never dare share with people that they see every Sunday morning, right? And there's this thing called the stranger phenomenon, right? Where sometimes you have a better chance of being open and real with somebody who you meet at the bus stop, who you're never going to see again. All of a sudden you're sharing things where it's like, holy moly, how did that come out of me?
Yeah.
Right, because it's called the stranger phenomenon. It's like literally this term that they've termed that has helped people be open and honest. And that's why recovery groups are phenomenal, right? Yeah. People go in, maybe never see the person again, and people share openly. Hearing other people's story is just as important as you sharing your own. I have found when I'm like, and just listen to people talk, I'm like, I feel less alone. I feel understood. When I share, it brings freedom, and I'm sure it brings freedom to others. And that's what we're trying to do in the Feel Better journey, right? People from all over the country, even the world, you know, New Zealand and Canada, where people get to share. And it's this powerful place to just be or, you know, but we all need those spaces. And I think part of our loneliness is pushed because we don't have it in our immediate circle. And when we don't have it in our immediate circle, it feels like we're doing something wrong, where it's like, you know, we all have different friends for different reasons in our life. And, you know, I joke around, there's some friends that I will go, you know, surfing with or whatever, that we just surf and we talk about different things or whatever. But I'm, you know, I'm not necessarily sharing the depths of my soul with them.
Yeah.
Right. So we have different people for different.
Yeah.
And that's okay. What we want is one person to fix it all and to heal it all. Right. And that's why I married my husband. Gary was going to be the savior of the world. He was going to be the end all, be all, heal all. Huh, it didn't work out so well. I loved my husband.
Almost all the romantic movies out there, that's exactly what they're selling.
Yeah.
We're looking for a soulmate, right? We're looking for that person that's going to take away those feelings.
Totally.
And we all know, right? The frog isn't a prince. It's just a frog, right?
Well, what is it? The love chemical, oxytocin, it wears off. And it's like, oh, this is what I'm married to. And then you get to choose it. And I love Gary's amazing. And he's, you know, he's going to giggle because he knows he's not the savior of my world. And by the way, I'm not the savior of his world either.
Oh, really? Oh, darn.
I know. I wanted to be.
I think that's good, Danny. I think that's really good. Good word. So that the loneliness is part of humanness.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the sharing and the identifying with others helps me feel more part of the human community. So even being alone together is a way of being together and less alone.
Amen.
Your next group is coming up, I assume, and next Feeling Better journey. Okay.
Yeah, doors are opening. There's a link in the show notes if you guys want to check out the Feel Better Journey group coaching program that's coming open Jim, thanks for being here. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.